Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Governor Cuomo to New York schools. Go ahead. Open the doors.
Governor Cuomo says all regions of the state have an infection rate hovering around 1%. Now, the governor says that means schools can open, but with 749 districts, it's impossible to have one statewide plan.
I can't fashion a plan that will work in every school district because they are just too different.
SUNY Empire State President Jim Malatras advises the governor on education. He says masks are mandatory where social distancing can't be observed.
We strongly recommend that mask wearing happens in DOH guidelines, even through the course of instruction and other activities through the school day.
UFD President Michael Mulgrew says in a statement that parents and teachers must be confident schools are safe before they can reopen. And the governor agrees, saying without both, there will be no in-school classes. Al Jones, 1010 Wins News.
The New York City plan is described as blended learning. Mayor de Blasio says kids will go to school 2 to 3 days a week and learn at home on the other days, and they'll be monitoring the city's infection numbers all the way through.
I've already said I want to hold New York City schools to a very tough standard, and that is that 3% standard over a 7-day period. If our average goes above 3% infection in New York City, we would not open schools. If it happened during the school year, we would close them.
Parents can opt to have their children enrolled in full-time distance learning, but the deadline for that decision is today. The electricity failed in more areas of the city this morning. In fact, it's still out in parts of Queens. The power has been restored on the Upper East and West Sides and in Harlem, where it went dark around 5:15. Mayor de Blasio says it's just one more issue he has with Con Ed.
Con Ed continues to be unclear in their response. And this is something we've seen before, and I really wish Con Ed would get the memo that they have to be clear in their game plan for New Yorkers. People are depending on this power. The power has come back on consistently. I want to give that credit, but what I'm not happy about is a lack of clarity and speed about the next steps for the people of the five boroughs.
Governors Cuomo and Murphy both say there's good news on the coronavirus front. They say numbers in New York and New Jersey are trending in the right direction. Governor Cuomo ran down the stats.
New York did 70,000 tests yesterday, and we are at 1%, and that's great news. 5 New Yorkers passed away. They are in our thoughts and prayers.
He says the state liquor authority did spot inspections at more than 1,000 bars and restaurants in the five boroughs and on Long Island yesterday, and 14 places were cited for violating social distancing rules. They were all in the city. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy says his key stat, the rate of transmission, is still dropping. It's down to 1.15 today, better than yesterday, but still above 1, which means the virus is still spreading. There are 384 new coronavirus cases in the state and 12 new deaths reported. TikTok has threatened legal action against President Trump's executive order to ban the app. Correspondent Rachel Scott says the ban would take effect in 45 days, a deadline for a U.S. company to buy TikTok.
We know that Microsoft has been in negotiations to purchase the platform. Those negotiations now on a firm deadline. And the Trump administration says that these Chinese-owned platforms are a national security threat, and that when millions of Americans download them, they're putting their privacy and their data directly in the hands of the Chinese government. Now, of course, TikTok has pushed back against those claims. Today, they are saying this sets a dangerous precedent.
The president also issued an order banning transactions with the WeChat texting app. TikTok says it doesn't store U.S. user information in China and doesn't share information with the Chinese government. The big day is Sunday for Ashley and Israel. Ashley Isaacs and Israel Retches will tie the knot right here on 1010 Wins. Ashley is a frontline nurse. Israel is in remission from stage 4 cancer. They are still taking precautions to protect Israel's health. And Ashley says that means the ceremony will be small.
We love our family. We love our friends. They were with us and supported us through our most challenging times. And now that we want to celebrate, we want them there with us, and we can't. And that is killing us. You know, it's hard. I mean, even my grandmother can't make it. And that's just breaking my heart.
You can hear them exchange vows live on 1010 Winds this Sunday at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.